Israel has said it's resumed enforcement of the Gaza ceasefire after a series of airstrikes over the weekend in which 45 people were killed. Israel accused Hamas of firing an anti-tank weapon and gunfire towards Israeli troops near Rafah, but Hamas said it was unaware of clashes in the area and accused Israel of breaking the ceasefire. Lindsay Hilsum is international editor with Channel 4 News and is in Jerusalem and joins us now. Good morning and thank you for taking our call.
Good morning.
Is it any clearer today exactly how the ceasefire broke down temporarily over the weekend?
Well, it does appear that gunmen in Rafah, that's in the south of the Gaza Strip, fired at Israeli soldiers and two were killed. And that is, the Israelis say, why they responded with a series of airstrikes, not just in Rafah, it has to said, but all over the Strip. Now, interestingly, it's the Americans who've come up with an explanation because Hamas said it was nothing to do with them. They were not in Rafah, in that area. President Trump has said that it's possible that the leadership of Hamas was not involved. Maybe it was some rebels within. And J.D. Vance, the U.S. vice president, has said, when we talk about Hamas, you're talking about 40 different cells. It's disjointed. Some of those cells will probably honour the ceasefire, and many, as we saw evidence of, will not. And I think that that is probably quite accurate, because when you think of what the Israelis have done in Gaza, all of the destruction and the killing of so many of the Hamas leaders, Hamas cannot necessarily communicate very effectively between themselves. They can't ever have a leadership meeting and say, right, this is what we're going to do. These are the instructions. So it is perfectly possible, as the American leadership has said, that this was a group who fired on the Americans, and that was not what the leadership who agreed to the ceasefire, who are mainly in Doha, had actually wanted.
And there are multiple armed groups operating in Gaza too, aren't there? I mean, rivals to Hamas, making the situation complex and making identifying who's firing the shots complex also.
Very much so. Hamas, Gaza has a system of tribes and clans and families. And some of them are armed and some of them are known as the crime families. They do a lot of smuggling. Because, of course, for many years, Gaza has been cut off from the world and has been under siege. And so when you have a place which is under siege, then you have smugglers. Now, some of those clans are rivals to Hamas. I would talk about the Dogmush. That's one clan which has always been a rival of Hamas. Some of those clans are allied with Fatah, which is the other the other faction within Palestinian politics, the Yasser Arafat's faction. And so you have all of these different groups. Now, just after the ceasefire came into effect, we saw rather chilling scenes of Hamas coming out from their tunnels and executing members of rival clans who they said had collaborated with the Israelis. And it's perfectly possible that some of them had collaborated with the Israelis. But I think what it goes to show is that Gaza at this point has been rendered extremely difficult to govern. What you have at the moment is a kind of anarchy there. And that, of course, is much more dangerous than if you've got a group in charge who may be vicious, they may be armed, but they are keeping law and order. At the moment, there is no law and order in Gaza.
And that's the point, isn't it? There is no peacekeeping force. There's nobody to enforce the peace except by proxy, the United States. And do we know what the involvement of the United States was in the resumption of the ceasefire deal?
Well, I think there's a lot of pressure on the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, from the Americans. Steve Witkoff, who is President Trump's negotiator, and Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, are coming here today. The Vice President, J.D. Vance, is also expected in the next 2 days. President Trump wants this ceasefire to last. He wants this to be a bigger peace deal and he wants his name all over it. He wants to go down as the man who brought peace to the Middle East. Now, that is very ambitious. However, What it does mean is that he does not want the Israeli prime minister randomly starting to attack Gaza again. So I think that that is why you have seen the Israelis saying that they are resuming the ceasefire this morning.
And does that also mean then that aid deliveries to Gaza will resume?
One hopes so, but that at the moment isn't clear, because what is clear is that Israel has used food as a weapon. And they, when these clashes occurred in Rafah, the first thing they did was they said that there would be no more aid going in. A little trickle has gone in over the last week. They said that the gates were closed. Now, what is hoped is that they will start to allow aid to go in today. And I think once more, the Americans are putting pressure on. Because although the situation is better for people in Gaza now than it was, say, 2 weeks ago, according to the United Nations, children are still hungry. There's still a shortage of medical supplies. You know, nothing is normal in Gaza, and that aid is desperately needed.
Lindsay, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Lindsay Hilsum, International Editor with Channel 4 News. It's 19 minutes past 7.